Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And we're going to talk today about the positive teacher roles of the classroom, of how it can affect your classroom management.
And how a mentor can help you throughout your first years of teaching.
To succeed, to have a great classroom management.
Hello, I'm Megan, and I'm talking to you guys about teachers in the first years and how mentoring can really help them throughout their years. They basically, in the video I found, was the teacher used her mentors to show the weaknesses and the positives of her teaching styles and how it impacted her with her students and how it managed her to be able to teach them what they needed to do in math.
And teaching, having a mentor to really help you teach also helps you further on in life. Having that mentor there, you can bring them back into your classroom to be able to help you. If you ever do need that help, if you see an issue that's going on in your classroom, they're able to come back to see how you can improve from that issue and come back to be better.
And it also, to have the mentor, she had them come into the classroom and observe. So that way they can pinpoint what they were doing, what they were weakness on. And so that way they can improve the next time when they come in, show them that, hey, this is what I improved on.
And there's many ways that you're able to improve from having a mentor. A mentor can be there to be able to show you the ways, to show you how you want to be, how to be with the kids, how to help plan, how to find signals to use for those kids. That's what a mentor can do, and they're able to even come back later on when you need them to help your classroom, be able to view in and see those things that you can be able to need to work on and how you can incorporate that back in the classroom once you sit down that mentor after they've observed you. They can tell you what you need to work on. And then once you get there, they can just finally tell you, hey, you've done it. You've done great. And it's a great feeling to know that you've had success due to that mentor. And that mentor is always there to support you. They're there to help you, get you to where you need to be. This is why every teacher needs a mentor, so they can be able to have someone there they can learn from. They can go watch their mentor and see how they do it. So that mentor can come watch them, see how they do it once they're actually in that classroom setting.
And from the video, she was doing some algebraic equations, and she also had another eighth grade teacher help her break down those areas that they might be feeling really weak on. So it helped her see a different way too. And that's basically what the stuff for having a mentor in your.
So that is what having a mentor is, and I hope this helps people be able to see why it's important to have a mentor. And our mentor also relates back into many other things that we're about to discuss here in a minute from a short break. Hi, it's Catherine. I'm here to discuss how classroom management can be able to help you be a very effective teacher. I've noticed that teachers also don't know sometimes what they're supposed to be doing. Yes, it happens even though we've had our education and everything, but they go to experts, and those experts tell them the areas they need to work on. They work on those areas. Then they come back and have their mentor come in and observe them to see if they have met that criteria with their students. A lot of the criteria has to do with how a teacher responds to a student. A teacher can respond to a student by whispering, which is amazing. It helps the student focus very well and doesn't let other people know what's going on. Another way that signals are very important also. You can give a signal to a certain student. It can be verbal. And then they know right away what they're doing, what's wrong. A nonverbal skill I've seen used very much throughout this video was the teacher stare, where they just stare at the student and the student automatically knows, hey, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Hey, I'm off task. I need to get back on task. Right, Megan?
That is right.
There's a lot of ways that you can be able to use classroom management in your room. Games are amazing. Keeps the children focused. Incorporate that into your lesson. If you're learning about the Greek gods, make a bingo game. Totally fine. And incorporate it with their vocabulary of the Greek gods chapter. There are many things to do. Competition is also amazing. Have a competition. Say, hey, whoever can clean up like this nicely, your name will be able to be put on the board. It's also amazing. There's a lot of ways that you can use those in the classroom to get the students more motivated. Once the student's motivated, they're going to be engaged in learning and want to learn. Also, breaking lessons out in small parts is amazing. It keeps the children on task. I know, like, many of us as students, we off task if we have, like, a very long assignment, and you just don't want to do it the whole time. So breaking it down in smaller parts helps the student memorize it and be able to come in with a positive attitude. Hey, I'm going to be good. I'm going to get this lesson done. It's all going to be great. There's a lot of things that you're able to do. The classroom relates back to what Megan said about mentor. This mentor teaches you at first, but then they're able to come back and help you, as it did in this scenario with this teacher. The mentor came back, gave her feedback, said, hey, this is working excellent. If you implement this, great in the classroom. And positivity is just the best way to go out through your teaching years.
Oh, thank you.
So in conclusion, having a management, like, or having management and having a mentor can go together, because in the beginning, you need that mentor to show you how to basically get over some of the hurdles of the first year teaching. And then they can start helping you manage throughout the classroom and being able to know what the quirks of your students are.
This is amazing because you're able to incorporate this back in. This mentor you learn from, you incorporate what they did in their class. They bring them back in to see how you're doing after you've incorporated stuff as you met with a higher person. And even your mentor can learn, oh, hey, when this person's watching me, she was under me, I was her mentor, I didn't, may not have done that right. And this way they're able to see, like, oh, there are different ways to see a classroom and to be in one. And that's why it's great to always bring back your mentor, because they can learn from you like you learned from them originally. And I think this is what this podcast is really all about, is how having a mentor and classroom management really tie together. Don't you think, Megan?
That is correct.
And thank you so much for enjoying this. I hope y'all have a wonderful evening.
Night.